of the new mill. That's Touch, Peel, and Stand. Welcome to X Rock Morning Show. Joining us, Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Peg Road. 24-hour emergency vet services available. Ask about their wellness plan. It is...
Yeah,
all right,
right.
Let's get right to our first question here. Short, sweet, and simple. This one was Connor with this one. Hold on.
Do dogs actually see in black and white?
No, they can see in a little bit of color and gray shades. They do have a different appropriation of rods and cones than we do. So we see better color than they do, but they just don't see in black and white.
Okay. All right, here's the next one.
My question, my dog's driving me crazy. He's licking his paw just constantly, all night long, all day, all night long.
One paw, same paw?
One paw, same paw.
Front or back?
Front.
Have you recently had his nails clipped?
Not for a little while.
Well, a couple different things will make a dog, depends on the breed. Some dogs have a cigarette habit where they lick their paws and their legs. They call it a acral lick, and they can't stop it. Now, the other thing I would look at is...
So it's a habit forming.
It's a habit forming.
Right. Like a nervous habit?
Yeah, it is. It's just they're
like
bored.
Nails.
They need
okay.
a job.
Okay.
They don't have one. So a lot of people bring dogs in and they've got lick sores on their arms. But I'd say if it's actually his paw, did you really look at it, make sure there wasn't a cut on it? Because we have gotten so many paw injuries in the last 2 weeks from the ice and everything that's out there.
And when they have a paw injury,
they're going to sit there and lick it.
Oh, that's something to look at. Give that paw a little better look at.
Really peel it.
Look in between.
Yep, in
find
between
something.
Everything.
All right, one more question for you. Here's a good one.
I have two geckos that they're both males. They've been together since they were itty-bitty. They're best friends, and I'm afraid when my oldest daughter goes to college in 2 years, if I separate them, are they going to have anxiety problems?
Why do you need to separate them?
Because each daughter has a gecko, so one will take hers to college with her and the other will stay home.
You know, in the wild.
Why separate the geckos? Why don't you just leave them together? They can go buy a new gecko.
She's kind of keen on it.
Okay, so she wants to take her gecko. So the bigger question is, can a gecko go to college? Actually, my question would be, do geckos get lonely?
Well, you know, in the wild, as I understand it, geckos are kind of a loner. So, you know, I don't know what speed, if they're male and female.
They're two males.
They're two males. They're sure for that. So, I would say I think it'd be okay.
Yeah,
I have no problem with it.
You think they're just like, once they're alone, they'll just kind of forget. They're not going to remember and sit there and
get
all upset
about it. I mean, look at the bull moose. Bull moose get together in the fall like, hey, boys, let's watch some football.
Right.
Yeah, do this. Oh, there's a girlfriend.
Let's go to hoodoo. Sure.
You know, and then, or they split apart then and beat each other up and get their own little herds, and then they pack back up. So they kind of come and go depending on rut. So as long as they're not in rut right now, they're going to be fine.
And as far as I know, geckos don't rut.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know iguanas do because I've had to take care of them. But I would say I don't think it's going
to be a big
deal. You
think it would be fine to separate the geckos? Okay.
You know, make sure they have, you know, the adequate, you know, space. And,
give them a nice,
you know, environment.
Because it sounds like one of them is going to stay there and one of them is going to be separated from the other one and be in a whole new cage, whole new environment. But you think he'll adapt pretty quick.
I think what she should do is buy the cage that he's going to go in like a month before her daughter goes and split them up so they kind of see each other and kind of just push it farther and farther away.
There you go. Okay.
Just kind of get him used
to that. Good call.
And then I'd say you're probably going to have to spend more time with them because they're used to interacting with themselves and now they're going to need some human interaction.
There you go. That is Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary
Hospital. I don't
know if
that's right or not, but good luck.
Sounds good. That was a good plan. Good plan. I love it. Love it. All right. Thank you so much, D. Always, you know, you can call them over there, 479-2800. Full service hospital. You've got, of course, don't forget Noah's Ark boarding and grooming for dogs. Long care, long time care, or short time. Boy, they're in good hands over at Noah's Ark. Thanks so much.
Well, we're getting a lot of emergencies right now, so don't hesitate to call if you have an emergency.
There you go. Always. Thanks, D.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.